Well, hello everybody. Welcome to episode number 70 of the JB Sism Show. Today I'm going to be talking about why you should consider self-publishing your next book. I'm going to give you three self-publishing options that are available to you today.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at the JB Sism Show. Well, my friends, welcome to today's episode. I am so glad that you have tuned in because I have a great and really fun episode in store for you. We're going to be talking about self-publishing, and when it comes to it, people will either tend to freeze or panic. They're either going to take the easy route or they're going to give up publishing their book altogether. Well, in today's market, publishing is easier, cheaper, and faster than ever before. And more people are choosing self-publishing than they are traditional. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to be exploring self-publishing, why you should, and how you should go about it. And in the sea of self-publishing companies, who do you trust? And how much should you spend? We'll also discuss my personal journey of self-publishing and the plans that I have for the future. I'm really excited. This is going to be a fun episode. Stick around because episode 70 is underway. And speaking of episode 70, I can't believe that I have run into all kinds of crazy problems. When it comes to self-publishing, even a podcast like this, I do everything myself. I have my own mixer. I have my own audio processing equipment. And I do all of my own music live. So that's kind of cool. I have an app on my computer where I just play a or push a button, not computer, on my tablet. I push a button on my tablet and it'll play the music just with the stroke of a finger. And that's pretty cool. But here's the problem. I record everything direct onto an SD card using a Tascam DR40 recording device. And I had started the episode, had, I don't know how long I've been talking, 15 minutes, and the batteries died. And here's the funny thing. I have no idea when the batteries died. I don't know if they died at the beginning. I don't know if they died towards the end. And so here I am recording this episode all over again. So you're going to get a little bit more of a refined podcast today. Well, we're going to be talking about self-publishing and all of the, I guess, the questions that people have when it comes to self-publishing. And as a member of the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild, I'm also sit on the board. I do a tip of the month. And this is kind of cool. I get in front of the group, and for 10, maybe 15 minutes at the very most, I will give a tip of the month. And last month, for September, I talked about the two different avenues of self-publishing. I talked about how you can either do all of your own self-publishing, where you do it yourself. You pick everybody. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. Or you can hire a publisher to work alongside you step by step. But for today's episode, I'm going to be throwing in a third option as well, and that is utilizing the world of ebooks and how that is also a great option if you are wanting to get your book out into the world. So here's the funny thing. When I published my book, Divine Providence, I had already spent a couple of years researching and trying to get my book traditionally published. And rejection letter after rejection letter after rejection letter. And you can imagine how frustrating that is. And if you have been in my shoes and you have a book that you have been trying to get published, you send that letter out to an agent, and then you get a lovely letter back saying, it's just not right for us at this time. That hurts. But it's part of the adventure of trying to get your book traditionally published. You have to expect the rejection letters. Well, I got tired of the rejection letters, and so I decided to go about publishing my book myself. And when people ask me, well, are you going to, you know, who are you using to publish your book? And I said, well, actually, I'm going to self-publish it. I'm going to do it all on my own. People thought I was crazy. And they said, well, Jason, there is better options out there. You don't have to try to go at this alone. And yeah, I knew that. I knew I didn't have to go at it alone. I knew I could have hired a company. I knew that I could have kept trying the traditional route. And the fact remains, trying the traditional route wasn't working. And in fact, I've been trying the traditional route for 8 years. And I finally said, enough of the traditional route. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because it's working. And so today we're going to be talking about that, because if I never would have published myself and I never would have gone the self-publishing route, I never would have had an email like what I had from a father saying, Jason, thank you for your book, Divine Providence, because it helped me reconnect with my children. And it helped me realize I need to be a better dad. It helped me realize that anything could happen at any moment, and I need to cherish those moments with my children. If I would have kept trying the self-publishing route, I never would have had that email. Why? Because I'm still not self-published. I mean, I'm still not traditionally published. But because I went the self-published route, I got this email, and a father's life with his children have been altered and changed for the better simply because I explored the world of self-publishing. And if we want to take our life to the next level, and we want to get our message out there, we want to make sure that people know what's on our heart, we have this great ability to get our message out there faster, cheaper, and easier than ever before. Why? Because we have the ability to publish ourselves and get our work out there for the world to see. My friends, you're listening to the JB Sism Show. You know, a lot of people try to get their books traditionally published. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's really hard to do. But I know a lot of people who've done it and have been successful at it. We just had a guy in our Writers Guild just have his book traditionally published. And I couldn't be more thrilled for him. So Mark, if you are listening to this podcast, I'm so excited for you, because I know you have spent a lot of time and a lot of work trying to get your book published, and you finally did it. And so I commend anybody who has traditionally published, because it's a lot of work. And the thing is, traditional publishing takes about 2 years to come to fruition. So 2 years of working with their acquisition editors, their board, their designers, and the marketing team. It takes 2 years. And I've heard Michael Hyatt say before that you should still strive for traditional publishing, but self-publishing is so much faster, so much easier, and you can get your work and your word and your message out to the world instantly, and it's faster and easier than ever before. I know I'm kind of repeating myself, but hey, whatever. So we have two options available to us when it comes to self-publishing. We have the do-it-yourself self-publishing route, which is the option that I ended up choosing, or you can hire a publisher or a full-service publisher to work alongside of you step-by-step. And then I'm going to get into another option called ebooks, and that's going to be a fun topic as well, because that is another way that is really quick to get your book and get your words out there for the world to see. So when it comes to publishing, everything yourself, I'm going to talk about these two ways here. The do-it-yourself way and the hiring a full-service publisher or a self-publishing company. When it comes to self-publishing companies, there is a plethora of companies out there. You have Author Services, which they have a whole truckload of different companies. You have Ex Libris. You have Thomas Nelson's Westbow Press. You have... I can't think of any of the others right now, but you have a lot of different options out there through a company called Author Solutions. And they basically charge you a standing rate. They charge you a rate of maybe $1,000, or they charge you $1,500 or $5,000 to get your book published. And I'm actually looking up Westbow Press right now. They have a couple different options here. Yeah, they got a lot of options here. They basically have a really simplified version of getting your book published, and that is called their Essential Access Package, which costs about $1,100 to start. And all you get with that, you get a softcover book, you get your ISBN number, you get a complimentary copy just for yourself. Yay! Everybody loves a complimentary copy. You get worldwide book distribution, which means Amazon and maybe Barnes & Noble. you get interior and exterior design. You can have up to 10 images in your book. That's pretty cool. You get 5 free copies of your book, and that's all you get. Honestly, that is all you get. That's kind of rough. Or you could jump up to just under $2,000. You get all of that, plus you get a Library of Congress number. Ooh, that's pretty snazzy. You get United States copyright registration. You get included in the Westbow Press catalog. That's pretty cool. Ebook format, you get Barnes & Noble Instant Read, Amazon Inside Look. Yeah, the other one, you don't get any of that, which is kind of, well, that sucks. I did mine completely for free, and I'll tell you that in just a little bit, which is cool. You get editorial assessments. You get 10 copies of your book. That's pretty cool. And you get 1 hardcover copy, and that's for $2,000. And so the prices just keep going up, $3,000, $4,000, $7,000, and almost $18,000. Here's what you get for the $18,000 version. So if you want to know what you get for $18,000 to publish your own book, which is what most publishing companies will put up, you know, they'll put up anywhere from $18,000 to $25,000 per book traditionally when they publish. So you could do it all yourself for about the same price as a traditional publisher would pay to have their stuff done. So you get your soft cover, you get your ISBN, you get your complimentary author copy, schnazzy. You get your worldwide book distribution, you get your Library of Congress number, your U.S. registration, interior and cover design, you get the catalog, you get ebook format, you get Barnes & Noble Read, you get Amazon Look Inside, hardcover, you get 50 images that you can put in your book, you get editorial assessments, you get 20 free book stubs. I don't know what a book stub is, but you get 20 of them. You get 150 free copies. You get 10 free hardcovers. You get a bookseller return program, so a bookstore will be able to carry your book. You get an author website. You get bookmarks, postcards, and business cards. You get a press release. Actually, I take that back. You have to pay for your press release. That sucks. You get social media set up. You get a book video trailer. You get a publicity campaign for 12 weeks. And you get all of that for the low price of $18,000. But wait, there's more. Actually, there's not. So you could go this route if you want. And that's just one company, Westbow Press, a division of Thomas Nelson and Zondervan. They are part of Author Author Solutions, and I'm going to Author Solutions' website right now while I'm thinking about it. They have a lot of options for companies that you can choose, and Author Solutions, there's a lot of bad stigma about Author Solutions, but, you know, well, I guess there's nothing wrong with using them. A lot of people call them Vanity Press. You got Author House, iUniverse. You have Ex Libris. You have Westbow Press. You have Archway Publishing, Life Rich Publishing. There's a lot of companies. They have a lot of companies you can choose. iUniverse is another big author solution company, and their prices are not a whole lot different than Westbow Press, and simply that's just because they are all part of the same company. And if you want to spend a lot of money on not traditional publishing, these kind of vanity press or of publishing houses that you pay money. Yeah, so their prices are a little cheaper. Their biggest one is about $8,000. But here's the deal. You get all of the same stuff and you can actually have a little bit of a price break. So you don't have to go with Westbow Press, but here's the deal. Westbow Press has Thomas Nelson's name, so that's why you're paying the premium price. And there's nothing wrong with that, but if you're going to go this route of hiring a self-publishing company, you're going to pay through the nose to do it. Now, there's a couple other companies out there that I highly recommend. One is called Redemption Press. Now, these next two companies I'm going to talk about are actually full-service publishers. So you get to pick and choose what you want them to do for you. And that I really like, because you can go with editing and evaluation. You can choose their marketing, or you can choose their design and branding. You can choose to just do ebook through them. And so you get to pick and choose kind of what you want. And that's I really like, because maybe you don't want the full service. You just want editing. You can hire Redemption Press to do editing for you. Or you can hire another company that I really like, a company called Believers Book Services. Believers Book Services is another great company. They are a full-service solution for authors who are serious about their publishing endeavors. And like, if you want copy editing done, it costs 2.5 cents a word for copy editing. That's not bad. Redemption Press is about $7 a page, so roughly about the same price. So if you want a full service company that's going to help you kind of cherry pick what you're looking for, these two companies are great because you can hire them to handle literally everything. Both of these companies, Believer's Book Services and Redemption Press. And the best part, they're going to walk with you hand in hand in getting your book published. They're not going to just take your money, get the book out there, and then you'll never hear from them again. They're going to walk with you hand in hand. They're going to help you see your book through to see the biggest success that you can make it. And they're going to help you get to that point. And so that's why I think they're probably a little bit better option than somebody like Westbow Press, who they're basically going to leave you hanging, take your money, you get your book, and that's about it. And it's going to be a little bit cheaper to go through Redemption Press. You won't have to pay nearly $18,000 to have your book self-published. My friends, I'll be right back with more. This is the J.B. Sism Show. So if you don't feel like losing a lot of money when it comes to publishing your book, you can do what I did, and that is you go at everything by yourself. So you do it yourself. In other words, you publish thyself. And that's what I did. I looked at some of these other companies. I talked to a company that's now extinct. I talked to one of the editors there, and I knew it was going to cost me about $3,000 to go with this company, and I just didn't feel comfortable spending that kind of money. And it's actually a longer story than that, but I won't get into that in today's episode. But I just really felt that it was a lot of money to spend, and I didn't want to spend that kind of money, because the more money you spend, and I'll be honest, the more money you spend with these companies, the better product you're going to end up with. So that's why I was looking at about a $3,000 package. Well, as I began doing my own research, I learned that I could, well, as a graphic designer, I could design my own cover. Okay, great. I could do that. I could typeset. I know how to typeset. I could do that. I just needed a printer. And I needed an easy way to get the cover to wrap around my book. And I needed to know how to make it so it would work. And after doing all of my research, I realized it would be, maybe not faster, but it would be cheaper. And now that I know what I'm doing, any other book that I do, it'll be easier to get a book published. So what are the options that are out there when it goes to doing everything by yourself? Well, you have to do everything. And I'm saying you need to have a designer who's going to design the cover. You need to have a designer who's going to design the interior. Especially people who've done books before, they're going to know what they're doing. You're going to need somebody who's going to help you design a web page. You're going to need somebody who's going to be able to get your ISBN number. You're going to need somebody who's going to help you edit your book. You're going to need somebody who's going to help you print your book. And you're going to need somebody to help you distribute. your book. So there's a lot of steps that are involved, and this is why a lot of people choose to go with a company like Westbow Press. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but you can do things cheaper if you go at it yourself. You just hire people to do the pieces here and there. And I'm not saying you're going to save a lot of money. You're just going to save some money. Now, because I do my own graphic art design, I save myself about $500 to $600. And that's just because I do everything myself. Not everybody has that luxury that I have. And that's okay. Not everybody needs to have that luxury. So when it comes to cover design, and this is the deal. If you're going to do it yourself, you got to do it right. But before I give you some of the options when it comes to cover design and some places that you can go to get a beautiful cover design, you know, one thing that you need to do to keep in mind is that most self-published books have awful covers. And I'm going to be just straight up and honest. Their covers suck. I don't know if you've seen some of these self covers, but they're pretty bad. And I'm not just talking bad. I'm talking, I would never buy the book because the cover's that bad. And so the one thing that keeps them from selling is just bad cover design. You know, maybe think of it this way. If you go to a bakery and you have, well, let me put it this way. We just had a brand new Hy-Vee that was put in about a half a mile from our house. So it's a lot closer than Cub Foods, where we had been going to. And they put in this Hy-Vee, and the bakery is beautiful. My gosh, they do some of the most gorgeous looking bakery goods I've ever seen. I just want to dive in and eat every single thing that's there. Cakes. Oh my gosh, they got just beautifully hand-decorated donuts. It's like, it looks too pretty to eat, but I still want to eat it. You know, so if the bakery looks pleasing to the eye, you want to eat it. You want to just chow down. But take a bakery that really doesn't care, and they just kind of flap some frosting on their cake, and maybe it's a crumbled mess with a dollop of frosting, you're not going to want to eat it. Or it looks like somebody cooked the cake too long and then made cheap frosting to go over the top. That's what a lot of book covers end up looking like. They look like somebody just cooked it out of their oven and didn't take the time to really put a lot of love and care into it. So here's the deal. It's more important than ever, especially in our online world. It's more important than ever to have a great-looking cover. And there's so much noise out there. Why? Because everybody's got a voice. So, a great cover is going to help you rise above the noise and get noticed. But here's the deal. A lot of self-publishers run into this, and they make this mistake. They design the covers themselves. Not the self-designed cover. You should have seen my first design cover. It was pretty bad. You know, they'll use the cheap design it yourself online solution. Hey, I found this free app online. I can put a picture in there and I can add some text and this is gonna be great. Hey man, where'd you get that cover design? Got it designed by a free online solution. Yeah, it's not going to cut it for me either. You know, designing a great cover is going to get you noticed by potential readers. So don't design it yourself unless you're a graphic designer and then shop it around to people who aren't your mother, who aren't your friends, because they're all going to say, oh dear, that's a really nice cover. It's a really nice cover. Beautiful cover. Most professional cover I've ever seen. Your mother's going to say that. So don't ask your mother. Don't ask Aunt Betty. Don't ask Uncle Bob. Maybe ask a very highly critical friend who loves books. They're going to be like, yeah, your cover sucks. Oh, yeah. You know, if you want to get noticed, hire somebody to do it for you. So designing a great cover is going to get you noticed by potential readers. And here's the deal. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It doesn't. So I'm going to give you two resources that I highly recommend because I have personally used them. One is 99designs.com. 99designs.com. This company is wonderful. If you need a graphic artist for anything, you hire this company. You tell them, this is how much I want to pay for something. And you tell them, this is what I'm looking for. You'll have designers from all over the world who will fight to design your book or fight to design your postcard, whatever it is that you want to have designed. They're going to work hard. They're going to give you samples of their work. You choose the winning person, and after you've chosen the winning person, you pay them and you work one-on-one with them and they will design it for you. So 99designs.com, it's a company that is a crowdsourcing graphic design solution. And they're a great company. They put out some beautiful work. The other company that I'm going to recommend, and this is a plug for Living Lights Media. Living Lights Media, this podcast is in part brought to you by Living Lights Media. This is a graphic design firm that is owned by me. Why? Because I create everything from scratch for myself, and I wanted to give people the very best in graphic art design. And so if you need a book cover designed, I can do it for you. If you need a full ebook design, I can do it for you. And so go to Living Lights, LIGHTS media.com, livinglightsmedia.com. This is a graphic design firm that will help you and help position you and brand you so that you can take your message to the next level. So the first thing you need to do, you need to have great cover design. Secondly, you need editing and you need typesetting. There's a lot of books out there today that have very little editing has been done to them or no editing has been done. I've had both of my books edited and I highly recommend it. Every book needs to be edited and every book needs to be properly edited. Why? Because it's going to fare better than all of the other crap that is slapped together out there. Now, most bloggers, and this is myself included, we write, we edit our own stuff, and then we publish it. And if anything needs fixing, you can make the change easily. Well, book publishing is not quite that easy. You can't just go in and say, edit book, and then make the changes, and then hit republish. It just doesn't work that way. You write, you self-edit, and then you have an editor work with you hand in hand. Why? So you can polish your work. It's kind of like taking that polishing cream to your shoes and taking that brush and shining it up. It's helping it stand out, helping it look the very best that it can. But so many self-published books sink because there's a lack of editing. So here's what I recommend for editing. I would recommend Believers Book Services. So BelieversBookServices.com. This is, a full-service solution for authors who are serious in their publishing endeavors. Their copy editing is 25 cents a word. So it's incredibly inexpensive to have your book edited. Redemption Press, again, Redemption-Press.com is a full-service solution for authors who don't want to break the bank in self-publishing. Their copy editing is $7 a page. So again, about 2 cents a word based on a 250 word page. So if you need editing, they can help you. Don't turn to me for editing because you don't want me to edit your book. But they will help you, and they'll help you make your book polished, help make your book be the very best that it can have. And I'm going to have all of these links in the show notes for you. You can go to jbcism.com/070, jbcism.com/070, and I'm going to have all of these links right there for you as well. Now, for typesetting, both of those companies will be able to help you with typesetting. Or you can use my typesetting design layout at Living Lights Media as well. And if you want me to help you get your ebook done, it's about $3 a page. If you want the whole ebook done, I could do it for about $400. So, you know, $397 or so dollars. So I can help you. Just go to livinglightsmedia.com and you'll be able to look up what I've done for people, and I would love to have the chance to work with you. But editing and typesetting are two things that you have to have. So you need a cover, you need editing, you need typesetting, and then finally, you need printing. So if you're looking to have your book printed, you're going to need a printing solution. Now, here are my options. And these options, you could take them or leave them, but these are the best options on the market today for printing your own book. Number one is Amazon's CreateSpace. So createspace.com. Amazon's CreateSpace is one of the best and fastest companies to use to get your book on Amazon.com as well as into print. Now, that's what I used for my first book, Divine Providence. I used Amazon's CreateSpace simply because it was easy. They use another company here that I recommend is Lightning Source. They use their printers to print all of the books. Lightning Source is the number one print-on-demand company. They're owned by Ingram. And so if you want a chance to get your book on Ingram, you can go straight to Lightning Source, or you could use Amazon's CreateSpace. It's going to be easier to get on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com if you go through CreateSpace. So there's that. There's also Lulu. They use Lightning Source as well. They're another great solution. The cost of printing is going to be a little bit higher than CreateSpace, but Lulu's still a good option out there. And then another company that I highly recommend, and I've used them as well, a company called Book Print on Demand. It's a subsidy of Believers Book Services. And so this is their printing press. And if you want a quick turnaround on books and you need books like yesterday, Book Print on Demand is a great option for you to go to. And but the deal is you need a good printer to help you get your book into print. And printing is one of the fastest and easiest ways to get your book out there. CreateSpace is probably the company I would highly recommend the most, so createspace.com. And again, I'm going to have this in the show notes, jbcism.com/070 in the show notes, and you can just click the link there. CreateSpace is, I think, the easiest company to use, and they're probably one of the best companies that you can use. Now, all of that together, so if you're going to have a cover designed, which will cost you about, you know, $200-$300, you're going to have interior design done, and that's going to cost you, I'm going to say about another $300, $400 maybe, and then you're going to have editing done, and, you know, 25 cents a word, you might be looking at about $700. So for about $1,400, you could do it all yourself, And it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg to do it. Now, here's the other cool thing. If you do it that way, you're going to earn 100% of the royalties. So if you go through a company like Westbow Press, you're only going to make a small commission off of that because the company has to make a commission as well off of every sale of the book. So you're going to maybe, instead of getting the traditional 15% of what the book costs, you may be making 40 to 50%. But if you do everything yourself, you can spend about the same amount of money, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,400 to do it yourself, but you're going to make 100% of the profit. And you're going to be able to recoup your costs faster than if you were to go through a company like iUniverse, Author Solutions, Westbow Press. So if you want to take your printing, you want to take your books to the next level, I still highly recommend doing everything yourself. Now, if you don't want to hire any of these other companies, that's fine. You can go to CreateSpace, you can hire them to do the work, and you can do it for a fraction of the cost by using CreateSpace. Your interior and your book design won't be nearly as good and nearly as polished if you're going to use like a full-service press, but hey, it's still a great solution, and you might be able to get out of the bank with, you know, $700 to $800 through using CreateSpace. So you might save yourself $400 to $500, and that's not a bad option either. But no matter what route that you go, if you go with a full service solution like Redemption Press or Believer's Press, where they will work with you hand in hand, and you still retain 100% of the profits, it's a great option. If you go yourself and do all the pieces yourself, you're still going to get 100% of the profits. Or you could go with a self-publishing company like Westbow Press or Author Solutions. And if you go with a company like them, remember, you're only going to get about 50% of the royalties. Plus, you're going to be paying anywhere from $1,000 to $18,000, depending on what you're wanting. So, I still think going everything yourself, you're going to end up saving money, and you're going to make more money in the long run. So, that's my two cents in regarding those two different self-publishing options. Now, the third option that I've not mentioned is ebooks. And Believer's Book Services, Redemption Press, both of them can help you get your ebook published. My company, Living Lights Media, can help you get your ebook published. But here's the deal. Even if you use a free solution, Apple, like what Apple has, they have what's called iBookAuthor.com. I think that's what it is, iBook Author, and it's an app that you download onto your computer, and you can publish directly to Apple. You can publish in PDF format, EPUB format, and then all you have to do is just upload it to Amazon's Kindle Direct publishing site and upload it to Nook's publishing site. And if you do that, you can save a lot of money getting your ebook out there. I did that with my book, Grace, What's So Amazing About It. I wanted to try out iBook Author. So I tried it out. It was free to download. I typeset the whole thing in iBook Author, and the book has been selling. And it created a beautiful looking ebook. Looks great on the Kindle. And I got to tell you, I spent, other than the cover, I spent $0 in publishing my second book, Grace, What's So Amazing About It. I spent $0 on that besides the cover in publishing that book. So if you want to publish an ebook, you can get away with spending literally $0 $0. $0 in publishing. I don't know anybody who has spent $0 in publishing their book. You know, when it comes to publishing, it has never been faster, cheaper, and easier than ever before to get your book published. And if you want to change the world, think about that father who emailed me and said, "Jason, you helped me reconnect with my children again. And I never would have done that if I never would have taken the time to get my voice out there by self-publishing my own book." My friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find the full show notes over at jbsism.com/070, and you can find all of the links to today's topics right there for you. If you could do me one favor, head over to iTunes and rate the show, jbsism.com/iTunes, and subscribe there and leave me a rating and review. If you do that, I'll mention you on the show. My friends, tell somebody about the show. God bless. I can't wait. Until next week, have a great week. I'll see you then. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.